Respect burgers to Brent Rooker and Hunter Goodman. Both Memphis area products. Obviously, Brent Rooker, a DH with the Athletics. Hunter Goodman, catcher with the Rockies. Rockies having a tough season, but Hunter Goodman has been one of the bright spots. University of Memphis product, a Arlington High product. We mentioned Brent Rooker all the time. Friend of the show, has been on a couple of times. Out of ECS and Mississippi State, was an absolute stud at both of them. Brent Rooker, it's his second All-Star appearance in three seasons after, yes, getting snubbed last year. He absolutely got snubbed. And the great thing about Brent Rooker, and I don't know if we can maybe, I don't know, Brad, you weren't expecting it, so I'm popping on you. We won't need to go find the audio, but I listened to this interview he did. This year he's got 18 home runs, 48 RBI. And he talked about being named an All-Star, and I went ahead and wrote it down because it struck me. We talked to him, I want to say 2 years ago, when he'd been named an All-Star for the first time. And if you know Brent Rooker's story, you'd know he took the circuitous route to Major League Baseball in terms of his stardom. Looked like for a while he might not ever break through. For a while there, and he gets this chance with the A's, and really it's a last chance. I think he'd been in the Kansas City organization, but maybe it was the Twins, I think it was. Gets this chance with the A's, and he breaks out, and he makes the All-Star game. He said he's looking forward to getting back. He was there in 23. The kind of reality of who I was at the time, I didn't really think there was a chance I was ever going to get back. I thought it was once in a lifetime, once in a career type thing. So to be able to go back for a second time is pretty cool. Wow. Even Brent Rooker thought it was a little bit of a fluke that he got it 2 years ago. Now, not last year. Last year he snubbed. Last year he should have made. I think he won the Silver Slugger Award. As a matter of fact, by the end of the season, even more evidence that he should have made it was a snub last year. But his point was, you know, his career is so unique in terms of, you know, for a while there, it looked like he might be toiling in the minors, and we've had him on, and it was a question of, okay, how much longer am I going to do this? You know, those questions start to sort of seep in, and then, you know, it takes off for him as a as an All-Star, but you think, okay, well, this is just a special season for me. You know, yeah, I was a long shot just to make the league, even longer now to have a consistent enough career where I can get multiple All-Star appearances, and he even talked about, you know, wanting to get this picture he's got of him hitting a homer off Shohei signed. Wow. Because probably never make it back to an All-Star game. It's my one chance to see Shohei Ohtani. Had mentioned in the interview, too, not getting it signed. And maybe now that you're like a regular, you know, and maybe you don't want to. He kind of joked and said, yeah, you know, I'll probably still go ask him again the second time around. But, dude, it speaks to his consistency. It speaks to the work that he's put in, that he's been able to do this now pretty much for three straight seasons. He ended up, and he's doing this now off of a contract extension, got a five-year, $60 million deal. And so to be able to back it up the way he has, remember this team is relocating to, what, Las Vegas, the Oakland A's, and he frankly is their face right now. So shout out to Brent Rooker again, becoming an All-Star for second time in 3 years. It really should be three straight, but something – you know, a baseball career that at one point looked like it would never materialize has not just come together, but he's absolutely taken off. And then Hunter Goodman, 5 years younger than Brent Rooker, who's 30 years old, is making his first All-Star appearance. And this year, for the first time in his career, Colorado's got him playing catcher full time. And so as a result of that, he's sort of been able to focus. And what it's amounted to is 16 home run, 50 RBI, and was tied with Jordan Beck for the team lead in doubles with 18 as of yesterday, going into yesterday's game. So Hunter Goodman, the University of Memphis product, came out of Arlington High, was a fourth-round draft pick of the Rockies in 2021. Looks like he's going as the second catcher for the National League. Again, off of a Colorado Rockies team that's basically been a, you know, it's been a punchline, it's been a punching bag, certainly for Major League Baseball this year, but not Hunter Goodman. There's been nothing that you've had to respect him, and certainly that bat. 86 hits, leading all NL catchers in hits, home runs 16, we mentioned, total bases 158, and RBI 50. So he's really hitting the ball well. Again, grew up in Arlington, went to Arlington High School before he went over to Memphis. He was there from 19 to 21, a guy that came through COVID, all the situation there at Memphis and everything else, and is now having a successful career with the Colorado Rockies and doing it full-time as a catcher. So shout-out to both of those Memphis products.